Every day is the last day. A group of students were visiting the temple recently, and I talked to them about Buddhist teachings. Afterwards, there were questions, and one student asked what the Buddhist way of life was. I said that it was to live each day most beautifully and most meaningfully. Then he asked, what happens when we die? I explained that Buddha did not talk about such unknowable things as what happens after death. Philosophers may speculate about such things, but Buddha always said that the most important thing is here and now, how you live the present moment. This is important because all things are subject to change. Life is transitory. We should live each day the best we can. Then, if anything happens, there is no regret. Each day is complete in itself. Live every day sincerely, because each day is the last day. The reality of this truth really hit me because last week several friends passed away. One was only 20 years old. He was a straight-A student in his second year of college. His father was very proud of him and expected a great future for his son. The son developed liver trouble and was sick only about a week before he died. Death came unexpectedly, and the father took it very hard. His sadness was so deep, there were no words to comfort him. However, this is the reality of life. Time is the only thing that will heal his wounded heart. Another person, one of our older members, was 90 years of age. Her husband also died about 6 months ago. After her husband was gone, she was so lonely. Although she had no prior health trouble, she suddenly died. It often happens that when one's life companion passes away, the other person does not live too long. This aged couple was one such example. When we hear about the death of someone, we are saddened. It also makes us think more deeply. We realize we are subject to death too, regardless of age or health. Suppose you were sentenced to death next week by your doctor. You would think about life. Unless we think and remind ourselves, our lives become monotonous and our lives will just pass us by. Each day will be just another day. However, when a friend passes away, particularly a young person, the reality of death hits close to home. A very good friend and a charter member of our temple moved to California many years ago. About a month ago, he called me and said, "Well, Sensei, I have cancer. The doctor says that it is terminal. The first thing I thought about was you, and I had to call you." Yesterday, somehow, I thought of him and called to see how he was doing. He spoke in such a small voice and said, "Please remember me. I think my end is coming soon." I couldn't help but shed tears. We spoke for a while and said goodbye. It was such a sad goodbye. This is the reality of life, and it always comes back to me, and it comes back to you. I am reminded of Buddha's teaching, Ichigo Ichie. Ichigo means one life, and Ichie means meets only once. So the teaching means that we meet only once in a lifetime. That is to say, every time is the last time. I meet you today, but who knows if we are able to meet next Sunday. So Buddha said, every day is the last day. We should live accordingly.